Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And have you ever, like all your jobs that you've ever had, have you ever had one that you relied on tips?
Relied on tips? No.
Like that was the main source of your... No. So I only had one I can think of. It was when I bagged groceries on Fort Richardson, the Army base in Alaska.
Okay.
That's all you got paid.
Oh, you didn't get any? Okay.
Yeah, they didn't pay you an hourly wage or nothing. So you would bag groceries. And of course, the people knew that too, you know.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So everybody gave you at least a dollar or something. But usually you work a day, $100. That would be...
That's pretty good for a kid.
Yeah, back in the 80s. That's real good. And so you'd bag the groceries, and then you were, you know, I got to get these out to the car, get them loaded up, and then let's hurry back, because then you want to get into another line, which they might all be full with baggers.
That's a motivator.
Yeah. So you might have two baggers at one, and you just got there, so you help them bag, they leave with it, then you're next up, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like playing a...
I'd be profiling. Who's
got money? You just never knew. You know, so you go from $2 or $3 and then some guy give you $10 and you're like, what? You know? So yeah, that was the way to do it. Cause you were a kid. You didn't have to claim any of that. Go home. Taxes or anything like that.
That's the way to do it right there. Now we would have, I worked at places where commissions.
Oh, okay. If you sold stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I learned my lesson real bad one day with that. Judging people.
Oh, yeah. You judge the wrong person. And
yeah, judge the wrong person. This guy came in, quick story. He came in the first time, kind of looked like a ranch hand, old man. I come in. Can I look at that? Just did that for several hours, it seemed like. Ah, but he's killing your floor time. So I'd see sales ching, ching, going out the door. And I'm like, dang it.
And by hours, you mean minutes, because you're a kid.
Well, I was an adult, but a lot younger.
Yeah.
So it felt like hours, but he probably killed a good 45 minutes of my time there, that I thought. So we did that. Didn't buy a thing. Man. So low sales that Saturday. A few weeks later, comes back in. Does the same thing. Third time. I'm like, I'm not talking to this dude. So I hit in the back. He stands there and he goes, where's that little Mexican fella? It's like, crap. So my manager says, Joe, he wants ya. So I come out. How are you, sir? He goes, can I look at, here we go again. And he'd look from jewelry to guns to tools to saddles, everything. I'm like, this dude didn't buy anything. I give up. A little later, weeks later, he comes in again. And I said, how are you? Knew him by name. We talk. We chit-chat. He says, you remember all the stuff I've looked at over all this time? And I said, I don't know, mister, you know, his name. Looked at a lot. He says, well, I want to buy it all today. And I said, what? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I think you looked at this.
You're throwing stuff in you didn't look at.
He bought so much stuff. I think he made me probably that month about a $5,000 commission.
Good night. That's good commission.
Oh, yeah. It was a fat because it was just running through. And it was huge. And I thought, oh, man. And of course, I'm young. And I'm like, oh, whatever else you need, sir. Never saw him again after that. Ever. Probably bought enough to fill up the house.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm talking, we had to carry stuff out for him. And he said this was for Christmases and birthdays and his kids. And he was just buying stuff like crazy. But he spent a whole bunch of money.
Wow.
A bunch of money.
Well, what kind of place was that that sold all that stuff?
Pawn shop.
Oh, okay.
He bought a couple of pistols, a couple of rifles, you know, tools, tons of tools, you know, stuff like that. Jewelry. Cool. He bought a little bit of everything. So, of course, I was like, hey, I was on cloud nine. And then it like that. I felt really bad after that because I never saw him again. I wonder what happened to him. And I thought that was horrible. And I learned that don't ever judge anybody by that anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, especially around here because all the millionaires in this area, they look like.
Average.
Yeah, they look like us.
Yeah.
Like clothes and everything.
You never know.
Nuh-uh.
You never know.
So, well, this week. I never heard of this. It's called tipflation. Have you ever heard of tipflation?
No.
Okay. So I thought it was kind of funny. It's no surprise that a majority of Americans say they feel they're being asked to tip at more and more places with the trend known as tipflation. Oh. The rapid increase in restaurants, stores, shops, supermarkets, cafes, airports, and many other establishments implementing digital payment checkout systems that prompt customers to select a gratuity rate, sometimes exceeding 30%. This creates an uncomfortable interaction with the sense of pressure being exerted, you know, because you go to get something and then they flip the screen around or, yes, or, and then you got all these things like 10%, 20%, 30%, no tip, you know, you feel
or
like
a custom tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I'm like,
you just took my order.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that. I don't
like
know.
You're just
know
doing your job.
I don't know how to name.
Yeah. It has a name.
I hate it.
So even some self-serve airport kiosks, there's no human there.
You're tipping?
Are asking. I'm what? Like, that is ridiculous. So 72% of those surveys said it felt like they were now being asked to leave gratuity at more places than they were back in 2018. And I'm like, 2018? That was like last year. How about 1990 or something, you know? With over a third of young Americans saying they now feel pressured to do so everywhere they go. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding, man. If I was in high school now or a young kid, I would. No one's expecting any money from you. They're expecting you not to tip.
Right. You know,
so I, as a high school kid, I wouldn't feel any pressure. You're not getting a dime, you know, unless you're going out to a restaurant or something like that.
Exactly. And then you go to these restaurants that have like a buffet, and all they do is bring you a drink. And it's like, how do you tip when they're just bringing you a drink? Like refill your drink maybe once. How do you leave 15, 20, 18% when they just refill your drink once?
Oh, no. Something like that, I would leave like a buck or two, you know. But I'm not doing no fat tip for like a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I would give them a dollar or two just because that's probably part of their, you know, I just figure anywhere you go to eat, that's part of your pay.
Right.
It's kind of worked in there because they're going to always pay you lower unless you're working at McDonald's. And I guess now you can make like $20 an hour or something.
I know.
Make and then more money still than I am.
Yeah. And they'll flip that screen. And then what did you call it?
Tipflation.
And they look at you. Mm-hmm. They point, they look at the screen. They look at you, look at the screen like.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that thing.
Yeah. So, for example, I called in an order for a pizza. No, for one of those calzones.
Uh-huh.
Called in an order for that. Go to pick it up. You know, they're not delivering it. I'm going to go get it because I know there's a delivery fee. And then on top of that, you got to tip the guy, right? Yeah. And I get there. Hey, I got an order for so-and-so, and I got this. Okay. And they flip the screen around, and then it does all the tips. And I was like, no tip. You know, I drove here to pick it up. All you're doing is handing it to me.
You already paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, so what are you tipping at that point?
Yeah, for real. I'm like, it's more and more, it's really, it kind of ticks me off. And I think the thing that started this whole nonsensical thing and ruined it all, and at first you were like, oh yeah, here's a tip, was Starbucks. Remember when they first started? Yeah. And you're like, I'm getting my own curated coffee, you know, pour over, double frap with 14 pump, you know, this with the foam, whipped cream sprinkle of cinnamon, you know. So you thought, you know, when it first started, oh, yeah, this is, you deserve a tip because you just made this piece of art for my mouth. And from then on, it just, everybody wants a tip for everything. You know,
that's true.
Going to work, the worst. Now, this is the worst one. I don't know if you have had this happen to you. I went to the gas station, pull up, stick my card in, pay out there. Do you want to round up for charity?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What charity is this? You mean you just won't. The charity of your gas station, the guy that owns it, it's just very, it doesn't tell you anything.
It's vague. It doesn't
yeah.
say that.
Okay. Yeah. You want to round up for charity? No, I don't. You know, you go to maybe a pet store or to get your dog food. Hey, do you want to round up for, or do you want to give to animal control or the shelter or to Humane Society or PETA? No, I don't.
And they look at you like,
yeah.
piece of trash.
Yeah, no. Do you want to give money for animals that don't have homes? No, that's what I'm... This dog right here that I'm taking care of wouldn't have a home if it wasn't for me. So I'm taking care of one right now.
Yeah. I have rounded up when it was at a place I knew that was donating their money that month to St. Jude's, the Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
I have done that one. But okay. That was different to me.
Yeah.
Because I love kids, especially kids hurting. Ugh. But that another story. But anyways, I've seen that one. But the other ones, I just don't, man, I don't like that. They guilt you into it too.
And now more and more, like even some grocery stores, do you want, no, I don't. And I'm like, I feel no remorse. My heart is black as, you know, a Sith Lord. You know, it's getting to the point where it brings me pleasure to tell you, no, I don't want to round up. I don't want to donate. I don't want to give to charity.
Would you like to know? I was going to ask you on your receipt.
No. I can feel the hate coursing through your veins, you know.
You're blacklisted. Your picture. Watch this guy.
So another awful one, and I'm not going to give any names, you know, because I do like some of the places I go to. And I think maybe it's just automatic in the software, or you can say, hey, do you want to add this? Because I've been to other places of similar business where it doesn't, they have digital, but they don't ask for a tip.
Yeah.
You know, you're going in there to buy a product, you buy it and they don't ask for a tip. I'm like, okay. Well, I went to one in Midland, same type of business. I went in there. Oh, I need to get this certain thing.
I'm trying to figure out what the business is. Without you. I'm like, what is it? I'm trying to.
Okay, I can just tell you.
You don't have to say.
I won't say the exact business, but I can tell you what they sell.
Oh, but that might give it away.
Okay, it would.
Okay, don't say it.
So
I'll just try to figure it out.
And it's like going to a grocery store and getting like a. Some chip dip or something. And then they're asking for a tip. It's along those lines. And it said, do you want to give a tip? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 90%. You know, I'm like, the tip amount is more than the friggin' thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the last time I tipped.
You did tip there?
I did tip there. And then
why did you tip there? Because you felt pressured?
Yeah, it was like me and the owner of that business, you know? And I'm like, and then I went there again like a week or two later and I'm like, no tip. No. You know, I was like, that's my fault. I shouldn't have felt pressured into it. I'm like, you didn't do nothing.
You know what I'm going to do next time I go to those places, any of those places that have that? I'm going to ask them, do you get these tips at the end of the day? Like, where does it go?
Yeah.
Who gets them?
Like the business owner, I would think.
Now, I've seen some places, they have a big tip jar, and they collect it all there at the end of the shift, or they spread it out to everybody. That's kind of unfair to me, too, because you might have, you know, little Billy in the back somewhere not doing anything,
right?
And he's getting a fair share of stuff, so I get that.
Yeah, you always have a blister working somewhere, you know, and they're sucking on the healthy host.
Yeah,
that's
true. Very true.
So, also, it's 38% of adults under 30 say it's more of an obligation than a choice, particularly given that they're confronted with tip screens on tablets as opposed to tip jars at a counter, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, a tip jar, you know, I could see that. And I don't mind those, you know, even when they were popping up everywhere. I was like, okay, well, I'd never, half the time I would never even give it. But with the screens, then you're like... It's easier because you're not actually whipping anything out of your wallet. And then also they flip it around. They're like giving you, it's like a stare down, you know, what are you going to do? Because I know once I hit no tip and they flip it over, then they know what the total amount is. And then, you know, do you get something in your.
Yeah. No, I think when you hit no tip on their side, it just has a little red thing that says loser. Cheapskate.
Yeah. So youngsters have dubbed the practice guilt tipping, with some saying they've been scammed into leaving gratuities as large as 40%.
Whoa.
I'm like, no way.
No, I don't know. Nope. Mm-mm.
So basically, a tipping is a way to show your appreciation for a service performed and a job well done.
Right.
Not like, I work here at the coffee shop for this much an hour, and I should get a tip for everybody that comes. You know, that's the attitude.
Or it's something you did that you went above and beyond.
Right.
You know, okay, like servers. Mm-hmm. I know they don't get paid minimum wage. They get paid less. Yeah, tip them. But just don't think I'm going to give you a big tip by virtue of being a server either. If it's average to below average, I'll do the minimum. Mm-hmm. Just because it's whatever. If it's better and above and beyond, yeah, I'm going to leave extra.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Like food. If you go out to eat, that you're going to leave a tip.
Yeah.
Like if you're too lazy to make the food yourself, and this is how this person makes their living,
right,
off tips, then you better be leaving a tip.
You know, I saw one day we were at work. I saw her at a restaurant, and you said seeing a millionaire. I knew a guy who was extremely wealthy, millionaire, eating. And I watched as he and his wife were eating. They got up, and he whipped out his wallet and threw a dollar bill on the table. And I know this guy personally. And uh-huh. I know he's got
more than a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I looked at him. He just kind of waved. See you next time. And I thought, man, what a jerk. And the look on the guy's face when he picked up the tip, like, man, because he had him running back and forth for this extra stuff. And so me and my coworkers went and gave him a little extra money. Hey, man, sorry about that guy. Here's this. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, it's pretty sad. We have to pick up the slack for this fat cat mm-hmm. who lives like way better than any of us combined. But
his standards are so much higher. Yes, I need a cup of capas. Yes, and some more salt for the lady would like they treat him like an indentured servant, and then they don't give him anything.
Right. That's bad.
Yeah, so they're like places where I do, and I'm not saying I always leave one, but like my barber, I give him a tip, you know, because.
When did that start?
When did what start?
Tipping barbers.
Well, I would say like when I grew up out there, military base.
Okay.
You just go in, you get a haircut, and I don't know if they ever got a tip, you know. It was just like the same old buzz cut all the time. But when I finally found a barber where I can schedule an appointment, when I get there, he's ready. Come on back.
Yeah.
Immediately. What do you want? Oh, like last time? He already knows. You know, and then, oh, you're all done. I don't have to wait in a waiting room with all the other people. And
with all the other low-class
citizens.
And I'll come in, you know, uh-huh. Mr. Anderson.
With all the rest of the common folk. No, it's just more like so much more convenient, like beam, bam, boom. That's the kind of, but like supercuts and stuff like that, I don't know. Yeah. I'm probably not ever going to see again, so just cut it and go.
Well, see, I haven't got a haircut in 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Because they've gone so expensive. I'm just kind of like, I'm just not going to cut my hair no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad.
Yeah, and you got to.
So I'm wearing a hat every day now.
And I was going to go to one because my barber was out of town one time. And I walked in there and they wanted you to, did you make an appointment online? No. Yeah, that's how you got to do it. I'm like, what the frick?
Online?
What, are we the Jetsons now? You know? No.
When they ask you that, say, yes.
No. Yeah, and you got to make the appointment online. I'm like, okay, I'm right here.
I'm right here with you.
Okay, I see there's some people there that can cut my hair. Can you cut my hair? No, you got to go online. It was like Supercuts or whatever that crap place is over by Best Buy. Garbage. It's a garbage place. I would never go to it again. Like, you walk in for a service, but they want you to like jump through hoops. Like, it's a privilege to be there.
Yeah. We saw a little place like that. We're out of town, and I saw a place that cut hair, and I jumped in. How am I going to cut here? It was the worst haircut I ever had in my life. I had to wear a hat for like a month. It was horrible.
So, well, I guess like who should you tip? I got any food delivered to your house, you know?
Yeah.
Always. Right. Minimum tip is $5. If they're driving their gas, their car.
Okay.
That's for me. Taxi, Uber, Lyft, obviously you got to give them a tip, right? When you get in a taxi?
I don't know about the Uber thing anymore.
No?
That's gotten crazy with their fees and what they charge you.
Oh, okay.
Stupid crazy. So be careful with your Uber, Lyft, all that stuff, the fees now.
Mm-hmm.
The driver hardly gets any of it.
Nothing.
So if you find the Uber, Lyft guy.
So just do a taxi.
Kind of treat them like a taxi. If you're like, hey, I'm going here, $30. They'll be like, yeah. Because through Uber, it would have been $100.
Mm.
So they'll take that pocket change and save everybody money. So be careful with that
one. Going out to eat?
Depends where.
If you're sitting down and they're serving you, yeah. Haircut, like I said. Massage, 30-minute massage, 1-hour massage, 1-hour massage, 1-hour massage. You know, like they always Jedi mind trick me into.
Yeah.
You do 1 hour massage. Okay, yes. I'll do a 1 hour massage. Finally, God, calm down. So them, I always do minimum $5, you know. And then a bar. I don't know if you ever go out of town and there's like a nice area town where there's several bars where you can kind of bar hop and go and sit and talk. You know, like I'm thinking of like San Diego when I would go to Comic-Con.
Gotcha.
And you go and order beer on tap and have one there. Okay, I'm going to go over here and try their special beer over there. You know, I always tip there too.
Yeah, if we're sitting down, they're bringing a few drinks here and there and that server's running up and down. Yeah, at the end of when I close out the tab, whatever, I'll leave some cash.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you go for that extra running around and stuff.
Even if it's a couple dollars, it's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyways, the tipflation, it's ridiculous. Gas pump where no one's there asking me to round up. Going to the grocery store, they want me to give to all these charities. Nope, you're not getting any of my money. Going to businesses and picking up things, and they want a tip for showing up to work. I don't know. What the frick?
Golly.
So anyways.
Tipflation.
Tipflation.
I didn't know how to name it.
Yeah, neither did I until I was reading this article. I was like, hey, I've experienced all these things.
Oh.
Anyways, if you guys have got any tipflation stories, podcast13@gmail.com.
Tipflation, gotcha.
Like, subscribe.
You're not getting a tip.
Yeah, no, not this episode. Awful. Like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.